Hi, and welcome to SIW Radio. This is Managing Editor Paul Rothman from Security Technology Executive and Security Dealer and Integrator Magazine. Recently, we had a chance to sit down and talk with PSI Director Dave Bunzel about the future of his organization and its work with its profiles. The following was recorded at the recent ISC show in Las Vegas. Hope you enjoy it.
We have a couple of different profiles that are happening right now. We have most of the profile activity to start is going to be related to the area control work group specifications. So initially we have an enterprise access control. We don't really have them named by letters. It's enterprise access control. And we also have another one that is intrusion. We have a third one that's percolating now, but it's not public. We haven't done all the due diligence and the legwork, and that's going to be an IP lock profile.
IP locks?
Locks.
Yeah, okay.
So essentially, companies like Ingersoll Rand, their Schlage division, ASSA ABLOY, some of the different lock companies, Kwikset, Stanley, so forth, they are all potentially companies that would benefit from an IP lock profile. It's a little bit different. I think you understand the profile concept. We have specification, a fairly large specification, but profiles identify the parts of the specification that you need in order to accomplish a specific task. And a lock mechanism doesn't need anywhere near the depth that a specification offers. It needs certain characteristics to be able to be compatible.
Okay. Is it sort of a... Are you still working on the video stuff, right?
Oh, sure. In fact, maybe I'll... You guys get way too much handout stuff, but we have one that we're showing people. And this basically talks about the different things that we're involved with. So we pretty much span the security space. We started with video. We had our video specification out first. It was the first in the industry. It's arguably the most stable. It's one that you can do plug and play with. We set the test tool to be set the bar high enough to assure interoperability. I think one of the problems that you have when you're in any industry that's creating specification or standards, if you don't set the bar high enough, if you don't set the testing standards high enough, interoperability is not going to be assured. It's not a standard.
Okay.
We have some other guys in the industry who say that they have a standard or a specification that's reliable, but because they set the bar so low on the test tools, it's not plug and play, and you have to do tweaking to make it work, which means that no implementation is the same. Now, what we have actually done as an association, we made a decision early on that we were going to focus on the total security ecosystem. Specifiers, for example, they don't necessarily want just video. And while we had that, and that was the low-hanging fruit, that was something everybody needed, a common API, we recognized that these devices are going to be communicating to each other.
Right.
So we have two different levels of interoperability. One that goes point-to-point, for example, a VMS to a camera. But we also have it where the area control specification, access or intrusion, can communicate, send alerts, send commands, send things to those other devices that allow them to do things.
Okay. So this is a new way of looking at it with the enterprise access control one, kind of tying it in with the... Are you basically, at some point, you're going to have an enterprise security specification,
Well, as a security overall, I guess there could be a profile that addresses that. But in general, the way that we look at it is if you have PSIA products, you'll be able to plug them into a system. They'll be able to do a lot of the things that are currently being done by... PSIM systems, where everything will be able to communicate in a common diction, common language, and then they'll be able to use those to, share information and react and do things. The ultimate objective, Paul, is that you have a system that will be more responsive to the right things. Right now one of the problems is that because the systems are all separated, to have them connected to come up with the best analysis of a situation and to take out the false alarms or reduce them significantly. When you have all the systems connected, you have that option. A video-only solution is only going to provide, an API.
All right. Now, So here's something that crosses my mind, okay? I can see how an integrator would be in favor of this, and I can also see how an integrator would not be in favor of this. You know, if they need to keep coming in and tying different systems into the main system and doing, you know, lots of extra work, you know, would they be not in favor of having a specification that would unify everything?
That could be a situation, but if you think about other types of standards, you end up having a situation where the pie gets bigger because it can do more, and the cost of these integrations becomes cheaper. So all of a sudden you have more people who weren't as inclined to do it, or were afraid to do it, or are afraid to upgrade because they know of all the hassle and the expense and everything else. They're going to be more willing to upgrade either system or parts of the system or the whole system because it's cheaper.
Okay. So is that the message you'd send to integrators about the standardization?
I think the message that we would say is it's going to take a lot of the software hassles that you have out of the equation, and you'll be able to focus on putting together a solution that's made up of a lot of different parts and pieces that enhance it. The other thing that's really cool about it is, let's say, for example, an integrator or a specifier suggests a PSI system. Down the road, you don't have to rip and replace. Basically, you can say, okay, well, upgrade the cameras. There's a new generation of cameras that serves your thing. So there's more incremental stuff. Otherwise, people are pretty much inclined to do a big hit and then wait until they've exhausted their investment in it or got their investment paid off. So I think there's value to the integrator because they'll have closer contact, they'll have the opportunity to do more incremental things. They'll be able to add more features that right now they may not be doing, you know, where they can plug in different components that maybe they don't have. They haven't had as much experience with, but knowing that they can be plugged into the system offers an easier integration option for them.
Now, I know you've been preaching this around, but do you feel like people are starting to get it?
We're seeing companies that are actually putting it in. There's proof of concepts that are happening right now that are very, very compelling and interesting, very large companies with very sophisticated security systems. And so that's the thing that's happened in 2013 that didn't happen in the previous years. Previous years, yes, the manufacturers were implementing the products, they were putting it in, we were demonstrating things, but now we're actually seeing proof of concepts where people are doing it to evaluate it. Cisco is doing a fairly large one for their security operations. There's another big company that I can't mention publicly that is looking to do one in the middle of this year that has probably about, I don't know, I guess you would say in the top 10 employees in the country or in the world that's going to be doing a proof of concept that probably will rely on the PSI spec.
I would love to see a case study. You know,
we're working on that, and you know, Paul, that's exactly what I said. You know, we need some white papers. And you know, I think the thing that we're seeing is we will probably have some use cases, but one of the areas that is very interested in it is the school market. The school market is an ongoing thing. You know, school security is really critical. We have a couple of companies that are working a lot on solutions. And these guys, you know, oftentimes it's crisis management. When they are forced to, they'll try and figure out a solution, and they'll go to the yellow pages and look for something.
Right.
And so this may give, we're going to be doing some white papers that basically say, look, this is a school implementation of the PSIA specification, and this is why. So essentially, you know, it would be like, I guess the rough analogy, it'd be like all of a sudden you rely on one operating system that's got a suite of products that works very well with it. And okay. The operating system would be the PSIA, and the suite of products would be all of our different specifications that we have. And profiles are even more specific to them.
Okay. So the profiles is basically just digging deeper into it.
We use the analogy as kind of like a library. When you go into a library and you're interested in, let's say, maybe you're going to be repairing a car. You're not going to pull everything off the shelf. You're going to pull a couple of books off that relate to repairing a car or replacing a carburetor, maybe two or three books. This is what a profile does. You only take the things out of the library that you need.
Okay.
And it will be clearly defined, so we're not going to have, I don't think, hundreds of profiles, but there will be certain use cases, like I said, for the area control right now, we have intrusion, enterprise access, and probably in the near future, IP lock.
So video, there may be a couple of different ones. Analytics, maybe one.
Okay.
But then you have things like storage that may have a couple. So
okay.
It depends on the specification, and that will determine how many profiles. And it really will be generated from, you know, what the market needs.
Okay.
I think
excellent.
One of the interesting things, you mentioned profile S. I, that may be an on-bit
thing. That's an on-bit thing, yeah. I get it all.
We're actually within the area control work group and our profiles group. We're trying to determine whether we have descriptive names of the profiles,
okay.
Which I'm kind of in favor of because I'm not an engineer, and I don't know how many of the integrators or the other people.
You want to brand it somehow. Yeah.
Like, know what S is.
Yeah.
You know, that could mean a lot of different things.
Once again, I'd like to thank Dave Bunzel for joining us today on SIW Radio. If you have any questions or if you want to learn more about the PSIA, the Physical Security Interoperability Alliance, please visit psiaalliance.org. Thanks again.